Power On.
Ask Drone You.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You.
Guess what number of episode this is? It's episode number
99.
We have a pretty interesting subject, and I think it, it impacts everybody who's working commercially in the drone world.
And this seems to be an issue amongst our group members. I've experienced it yesterday, and I'm sure a lot of you are experiencing it out there as well. What are we talking about? We're talking about the undercharger.
The undercharger? It sounds like a WWE wrestler.
The undercharger is the guy who charges way too little.
By the way, if it was a WWE wrestler, it'd be the guy that loses every time.
He is the one that loses every match.
Well, I think one thing we want to get across is that there are consequences that these underchargers need to understand.
The undercharger is only focused on himself.
Are you going to do that the whole
time? No.
Okay, thank you.
Everyone hates the undercharger because the undercharger never understands what he's doing to everyone else.
Yeah, the undercharger doesn't understand that he's the undercharger.
Well, sometimes they do because, as we saw in the Drone U community, the guy totally knew he was the undercharger because he was called out as an undercharger.
True.
And even explained why undercharging was bad. So let's step back real quick. So guys, you're out there, you're listening on the podcast, what's happened? Well, if you're a member, you know about the Drone U community. And the Drone U community talks, it's all commercial pilots. We talk about issues that we have, questions, situations, scenarios, what to do about this. Hey, I learned this. And this week, one of our really great friends, and really one of my good friends, I met this guy a few years ago in Denver. Really, really like him. Very, very smart, very intuitive. An undercharger in photography, in real estate photography, had emailed him about questions for flying drones commercially and legally.
Just general questions, yeah. not fishing for, hey, how am I charging? He was actually asking unrelated questions, but saying what he's charging, right?
Yes, exactly. And he was talking about what he was charging for photography and then different for drones. But our Drone U community member emailed him back and said, look, I understand that. He didn't say this. He didn't say, you are the undercharger.
No.
No, but
he should have.
He should have. But he did say, look, I understand how much you charge for photos. And in the drone world, you know, your price point should really be a lot higher. Yeah, you can fly drones legally. He didn't tell him why or how or what rules he needs to know. And I even went in there and I said, Vic, don't tell him the exact rules because, you know, let him get in trouble. If he wants to undercharge, let him get in trouble. Like, we don't need people like that in the industry. Get him out. The Drone U member commented back to this guy's email and said, you know, after the whole discussion pertaining to pricing and flying drones legally, he said, look, you know, this is a different world. You really have to be safe and there's things that you need to know, but you're not going to do this industry any good by charging $100 or $200 for a shoot. Like that's not going
to
cut it.
Yeah. And it's not, you're not going to be able to maintain your business that way unless you cut corners.
Anyway, the Drone U member responded to this guy. Again.
Okay.
And
being very gracious, by the way.
Yes, he's extremely gracious, telling him this is after, you know, there's certain safety rules you need to follow. Please charge more than you typically do, blah, blah, blah. And the guy responded, I charge what I charge because that's the quality, that's where I am. And I think that would, in fact, I should probably even read it word for word. It was a piss poor response. But it's essentially told our Drone U member, he did not care about pricing, he didn't care what other people thought, and he really didn't care about safety, because he didn't ask our Drone U member what rules there were about safety.
Well, devil's advocate, so I wouldn't go so far as to say he doesn't care about safety. We don't know that.
He doesn't care.
We're making
the undercharger never cares.
A bit of conjecture going on there. That's okay. That's, you know, good. We're liking the good cop, bad cop thing, maybe.
I love it, yes, and I'm going to continue.
You will always be the bad cop. Let me just kick that out right now. But devil's advocate, there is a scenario in which you're new and it's a capitalistic society and you come in, you're trying to establish yourself. What do you say to that person who wants to charge a little bit less to break into the industry? How do they do that if they're not, when they don't, I mean, anyways, let's hear your thoughts.
Okay. why don't I just do this? I'm going to tell you what I did, and then I realized later on it was actually a really good idea.
Okay.
Okay.
I would pat you on the back, but you're doing a fine job.
All right. So what I did is I tried to establish relationships with realtors, not just, hey, this is what I do, let me help you. No, it's like, I want to get to know you. I think I can really help you out. I'm learning too, and this is how I think we can work together.
How did you do that? That sounds great, but what did you do? Like, knock on their door?
No, I went on a realtor tour.
Okay, awesome.
Yep, I went. We have talked about realtor tours in the past, and that's how I've gotten all of my real estate business, even to this day, talking at that meeting. Like, it's all real estate business. Anyway, long story short, I told the guy, look, dude, I will give you one free video. I'm going to show you how I do it. I want to build trust with you. I want you to know that I can fly inside of a house and you can trust me and that you can send me to any house and it's always going to be okay. And he's like, all right, I like that. You're building rapport first. Okay. Well, the reason I'm building rapport and telling him the first video will be free, but no video after that. It's like saying, here's an example of my product. See if it helps your business or your service, which it did. And when it does, call me again and do another one.
Tell you what, I really like that. And I'll tell you why. Because let's say you would have charged $100. You've created this expectation. I like $100.
Mm-hmm.
When you charge $0, it's obvious you're not going to continue to do it for free.
Exactly. But you do have to say that, though.
Absolutely. Well, you do. I mean, communication is always going to be key.
Talking about realtors here, Rob.
We love realtors. We really, really do. But anyways, communication is always going to be key. So yes, you need to communicate that. However, my point is, it should be relatively obvious. You're not out there doing that as a hobby, necessarily.
True.
But you get my point.
Yes.
By charging zero, they know that's going to change, and then you can establish what that's going to change
to. The next question, exactly, establishing what it's going to change to, the next question was, okay, well, how much will it be when we do this in the future? And at that time, it was $500. I think $500 is a great baseline.
And you got to go into this knowing what it is, and don't be afraid.
You cannot be afraid. No. Oh, so I'm so glad you said that.
If you got to sit in front of a mirror before you go on this gig and tell yourself,
I will not be the undercharger.
Exactly. Do it.
Will people make fun of me on Facebook when I say I only charge $200?
Probably.
Will I get ridiculed by the other drone pilots in the local area?
Yeah.
I charge $500 after that season, and I think a real estate season is like February. Well, here in New Mexico, February to November. In most areas, it's like May to October. But we have really nice weather
here. We have a beautiful climate here, yep.
So it's a little different for us. So also, when you're doing your economic planning, realize that your bulk work is going to be in the summer, just FYI. And you need to plan for that. That being said, don't be afraid to charge $500. You cannot. Now, what I do is I provide a package. Everyone asks me this, how do you price your stuff? I price it as a package. Mm-hmm. My lowest package is what I charge construction guys. So those are for just photos only. And I charge $300 for 10 photos.
Okay.
And then $300 for 10 photos, by the way, is very little in comparison to what you get in Denver. In Denver, you get $300 for
Great point. Where you are plays a big role in what you price.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How you price, yep.
Absolutely. What's a great way to determine that? Because I always thought, you know, average households sell price was good.
Uh-huh.
And that's a good determinant. You know, Denver, it's like $300 or $400. Here, it's like $160.
I think that's fair because most likely the cost of this is coming out of the realtor's commission, if we're talking specifically about real estate here. So obviously, if the average home price is much higher, we all know realtors pretty much make 6 to 7% everywhere across the country, right?
Yep.
So you can pretty well assign that to whatever the average home value is and then get a sense of what you can charge.
Exactly.
So yeah, I think that works well.
So anyway, you know, what I do is I have the package, just exterior photos on the low package. The medium package is what I call, you know, I'll do an exterior flight and that's it.
Right.
And I actually don't try to sell people that package. I do want them to sell the middle package, but I have two more packages. Package 3, interior flight, exterior flight, 5 exterior shots. That's the package I want them to buy.
probably what most people buy, right?
Exactly.
That's where they land.
Yep, and I normally sell that between $650. And then if it's over $1 million, I charge $1,500.
And you probably get the question, well, what do most people, what package do most people use?
Exactly, and that's how you sell it,
and
right
there. And there is a right answer to that question.
Exactly. So guys, you got to be smart about how you're pricing these packages. I know we've talked about this in the webinar before, but I still get the question all the time.
Well, the discussion is going on as we speak in our community.
This is so true.
It's a hot topic.
It really is. And guys, you know, we're not giving you the full story here. You really got to be a part of the community, get the full story in here, the breakdown in communication and the email chain that they had and everything. And you really get this the sense and the feeling that the undercharger really does not care what the community thinks. Because, Rob, we really haven't even explained, why is it bad for the overall drone community to have one guy who's the undercharger?
Well, I think there are a couple of things. Obviously, everybody starts to make a little bit less as that price gets driven down. And again, we're capitalists, so we understand how a capitalistic society works.
True.
We're for that.
True.
But the other thing that happens here is that the quality over time is likely to go down, because at those price levels, you're going to be able to get more people into that industry.
Yep.
They're going to have more access because they're not going to necessarily care about the insurance. And they're going to say, I can make $100. I can make $200. And there's just going to be more people doing it.
So the next question after that is, well, how do I differentiate myself from those people? And the answer is, a lot of people out there are saying, hey, look, I can fly my drone. I have a drone and I can fly it and take photos. Cool. That's really easy. Good job. Pat yourself on the back. How do you distinguish yourself against those people?
You get good at video.
That's right. Smooth, fluid, buttery footage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds peaceful.
It does. But you guys know what I'm talking about. I'm being serious here. You got to have those beautiful tilting reveals up with minimal fisheye effect. I mean, we're going to have another podcast here about shut up on Facebook. And what do I mean by shut up on Facebook? You can kill your chances at getting jobs if you post specific things on Facebook. We saw it happen, not to one of our members, but we're going to mention it in the community just so everyone, just like, don't talk crap.
Now that's a good point. Be patient with yourself with regard to what you put out publicly.
I don't even think of my Facebook as a personal thing anymore.
Yeah.
It's not.
Right.
It's a business thing. You know, yeah, I post personal things on there. And yeah, it's a lot about me. But the thing is your personal life, once you get past college, reflects your business life.
Absolutely.
And if you're not making money, you ain't living.
That's true. At least you're not eating while you're living.
Which means you ain't living for very long.
So anyways, no more underchargers.
Do not be the undercharger.
That's right. All right, Paul, I think that's pretty well covered.
Definitely. Guys, just make sure when you're pricing, as a recap here, price your stuff in packages. Do not be afraid to charge the price that you put forth. Make sure you do your market research so you have a general idea. But never, never, never be the undercharger.
That's right. That's right. Folks,
we're going to make commercials on this.
The undercharger just came to life, I think.
I feel like
today.
This is going to be like the Allstate commercials.
<That's right. laughs> Guys, we want to remind you about our weekly webinars, Mondays at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. We've got a great one coming up this Monday. Head over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/droneu, or you can go over to our website, thedroneu.com. And register at either of those places. We'd love to have you join us for that. Again, those are free if you're there on the live webinar. And if you've got a question, please hit us up at askdroneu.com. We've been getting a lot of questions voiced in and even some really cool accents. Man, we can't tell you how much we love that.
Gotta love the pirate. We are.
Or whatever, yes. That was really, really awesome.
We're the Cookie Monster.
Sinister Cookie Monster.
I can't do the Cookie Monster.
Anyways, we'd love to hear from you, and we will get to your questions.
We love the British accent, too. That was a real one.
That was legit real that we were both envious of, but yes, we loved it.
He's a go-getter. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to our podcast today. That's going to do it. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone U.
Ask Drone U.
Ask Drone U.
Ask Drone U.